The story today is about a man named Saul. And unfortunately, at the beginning of the story, he's really mean and angry and self-righteous. And he, this man Saul, is trying to scare the followers of Jesus. And he doesn't want anybody to talk about Jesus. He doesn't want anybody to tell the stories that Jesus told. He doesn't want anybody to eat and share food like Jesus did. And so he says, if I can find any friends and followers of Jesus, I'm going to lock them up. And he did find some, and he did put him in jail. And one day, when he was going down the road looking for more friends and followers of Jesus that he could capture, a really bright light flashed all around him that was so bright and so powerful it knocked him right down on the ground. And he thought, what has happened? He noticed his whole body started to hurt because he had fallen down so hard. Nothing was broken, but he couldn't see anything. And he heard a voice calling him by name, saying, Saul, Saul, why are you trying to hurt me? And because he couldn't see, he didn't know who was talking to him. And he said, who is that? Who is trying to talk to me? And the voice said, I am Jesus. You are locking up my friends and followers. Well, this was really surprising to Saul. He knew that Jesus had been crucified. He didn't understand that Jesus was alive in a way that could blind him with bright light or knock him to the ground or speak to him like this. And Jesus said, Saul, I want you to go on ahead into the city of Damascus and wait there, and you'll be given a message on what you should do next. So Saul's friends had to lead him by the hand to help him find his way into the city because he couldn't see. And they brought him to a house of someone that they knew where he could be a guest in the house. And he waited 3 whole days for a message to come. And that whole time, he didn't eat anything. He didn't drink anything. And he still couldn't see when 3 days had gone by. But on the 3rd day, there was a knock at the door. And a man came in and put his hands on Saul's shoulders and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who met you on the road, sent me here that I might restore your sight and that you might receive the Holy Spirit. And then this man put his hands on Saul's eyes, and something like scales fell off his eyes, and Saul could see again. Well, now that he could see, everything looked completely different to him. Jesus didn't look like his enemy anymore. Jesus looked like somebody he wanted to love and to serve. And he started telling everyone, Jesus is my new Lord and Master. And from that time on, he wasn't known anymore for being mean and angry. He was known for traveling everywhere, every town, every city around the world, so that he could tell people about God's love and God's grace. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer now that we've heard that story from the Bible. Dear God, we thank you for the miracles that you work in the hearts of men and women and children. We ask that your light might shine on our pathway and help us to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.